Today we'll be doing Siv Dalel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yachol Hispalel B'chol Lashon Sheirtza. One can daven in whatever language they want. B'hani Milei B'tzibur. That's only with the Minyan. Aval B'yachid Lo Yispalel Ela B'Lashon HaKodesh. But when you're davening B'yachidus, you may only daven in Lashon HaKodesh. V'yeshomrim D'hani Milei K'sheshol Al Tzrachav K'gon Shehispalel Al Chole O Al Shum Tzar Sheyesh Lo B'Veso. And others say that you can only daven in other languages when you're asking for personal things, like you're davening for a chola or you're davening for some tzar to go away. Aval Tfilah HaKavua L'Tzibur Afilu Yachid Yachol La Omra B'chol Lashon. But when it comes to a fixed and regular tefillah that you say every day, even when you're davening b'yachidus, you could say it in whatever language you want. And others say that even when you're asking for personal requests, you can ask for them in any language other than Aramaic. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel says, "B'chol lashon umitzah ben amufchar hudavka b'lashon hakodesh." It's ideal to daven in lashon hakodesh. Ra'ayin b'simin samach beis siv beis of the Mishnah Berurah shom asher kasavnu b'shem acharon b'zeh. V'gam ayin b'tshuvas chasim sofer orachayim siman pei dalid upei. The Chasam Sofer writes that this notion that a person can daven in a different language is only true on an infrequent basis. But if you regularly have a chazan who davens in a different language, that will be a problem because it's going to cause you to forget Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah has strong words about those people who daven in other languages. He says it was brought on by the Reform movement. They wanted to start davening in German and in other languages, and eventually what's going to happen is it's going to cause you to forget about the brachos of Yerushalayim Yircha and the brach of Tekab Shofar for Kibbutz Golios, and one of them is going to lead to another, and ultimately you're going to forget Lashon HaKodesh, and the Mishnah Berurah strongly discourages a person from doing this, from davening in other languages, because he thinks that it's the way of the Apikorsim. You can only daven technically in another language if you actually understand that language. But in Lashon HaKodesh, you're Yotzi even if you don't understand the language. As we know, the Gemara tells us that the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. And the truth is, the same is true for other languages aside from Lashon HaKodesh. But a tzibur does not require a malach to bring the tzila to Hashem, because Hashem gets their tzilos directly. So this notion that when I'm davening for a chola that I should only daven in Lashon HaKodesh, that's when he's not in front of me. The chola is in front of me, so the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Nedarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of a chola. Hashem Yisodenu al Eretz Devay. Hashem is on top of a chola, and therefore you could daven directly to Hashem in whatever language you want. HaKivua. Since it's a type of tefillah that you daven consistently, but tzibur, Hashem turns to it even if it's not at a time when the tzibur is davening. This opinion in the Shulchan Aruch holds that the malachim understand all the languages, they just don't like Aramaic because it's meguna, it's considered to be detestable in their eyes. That's why women are technically allowed to daven in other languages. Arami, uvetzibur mutaraf lishon arami, when you're davening with the minyan, then even Aramaic is okay. Uvazel asay shaper mada omrim yikom purkan ubrich shemei betzibur vechadome. That explains why you could say yikom purkan or brich shemei with the minyan. Ulafize mispala beviso en yachol omar shum yikom purkan. That's why you can't say any of the yikom purkans when you're davening biachidas. Vechin muchach bo orzarua hagado behilcho shabbos seminun. As the orzarua says also, there are some achronim who think that you could say the first yikom purkan, but the Mishnah Berurah clearly assumes when you're davening biachidas, you shouldn't be saying anything in Aramaic. When you're davening. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Simon Kuf Bez tomorrow.